Wednesday, November 6th. I'm so sick and tired of Mackenzie manipulating me, I could scream! I can't believe she's trying to keep me from competing in the talent show. It's like she's obsessed with winning it. Her ego is so big it has stretch marks. I think the best thing for me to do is avoid her like the plague, which is not going to be easy because my locker is right next to hers. I've decided that mentioning the video to my parents would just make things worse. My mom would gush about how talented and adorable Brianna and I were, and would probably email the darn thing to 500,000 people. And of course, if I told Chloe and Zoe, the first thing they'd want to do is watch it, which would be super embarrassing. And if Brandon saw it, OMG. He'd realize what a hopeless loser I am. Note to self, continue to check the video daily to monitor how many times it's been viewed. As if things weren't already a hot mess, today was the second time this week I'd seen bugs inside the school building. I counted 9 huge stink bugs in the girls' locker room just while I was getting dressed after gym class. 1 flew in my hair, and I totally freaked. Of course, Mackenzie and the CCPs were practically rolling on the floor laughing at me. Thank goodness Chloe and Zoe were there to help me. They are the best friends ever. As crazy as this may sound, bugs are the very reason I'll never, ever fit in at this school. Mostly because I have a deep, dark secret. I only attend this fancy prep school because my dad arranged a scholarship for me as part of his bug extermination contract. OMG, I am so totally embarrassed about it. I haven't even told Chloe and Zoe yet. As a matter of fact, I've been at WCD for almost 3 months now, and not a single student here knows my secret. Well, no one except Mackenzie Hollister, and she found out purely by accident. One morning I was late for school, and the only way I could get there was in my dad's work van. I'd always been a little worried about riding with him because his van is old, needs a tune-up, and has a lot of things wrong with it. The most serious being the ginormous roach sitting on top of it. People stop right in their tracks and stare at it in awe. Not only is it hideous looking, but it makes you feel really odd. Anyway, when Dad dropped me off at the front door of the school, I was super happy and relieved that no one else was around to see me. But then, Mackenzie just unexpectedly popped out of nowhere like some kind of evil jack-in-the-box. When I saw her standing there, I almost had a heart attack. She was like this really big, ugly, infected pimple that had suddenly erupted right on the tip of the nose of my life. She stared at me with this shocked look on her face and said, "What is that hideous brown thing on top of your van?" I just rolled my eyes at her because personally, I thought that was the stupidest question ever. It was obvious to anyone with a brain that it was a roach, and it was up there on top of our van mainly to, do really important stuff that was, actually none of Mackenzie's business. But the strange thing was that Mackenzie hadn't mentioned my dad again until yesterday. And she's one of the biggest gossips in the entire school. I've heard other kids gush that Mackenzie is so rich she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Not! Mackenzie's mouth is so big, she was born with a silver shovel in it. That girl cannot be trusted.